With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A representative of a company seeking to mine for gold near Yellowstone National Park says a halt on new mining claims in the area appears designed to sink the project. U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell today announced a 2-year ban on new mining claims across more than 30,000 acres of public land north of the park.
I think it's fair to say we've all heard what you have told us, which is Yellowstone is more valuable than gold. We agree.
Jewell said the move does not directly impact 2 mining projects under consideration on private land. Sean Dykes with the company Lucky Minerals says the government action could prompt potential investors to take their money elsewhere. Dykes says the mineral reserves targeted by his company near Immigrant, Montana, hold up to 10 million ounces of gold, and mining could be a boon to the region's economy. The State Commissioner of Political Practices rejected an ethics complaint against Governor Steve Bullock, saying it was filed too late, did not state a potential violation of ethics law, and that its unlawful release was clearly an attempt to embarrass the governor as he sought re-election. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell today rejected the complaint Republican Representative Brad Cheetah of Missoula filed against Governor Bullock in September. It alleged Bullock and Commerce Director Meg O'Leary misused the state plane by flying to a Paul McCartney concert in Missoula in August of 2014 and violated ethics laws by accepting concert tickets. Modell said the complaint was filed past the 2-year statute of limitations and that it didn't say how accepting the tickets might cause Bullock or O'Leary to depart from their official duties. A spokeswoman for Bullock called the complaint ridiculous, while Cheetah's attorney called Modell's decision a whitewash. Dakota Access Pipeline protesters backed off from another potential confrontation with law enforcement this afternoon. The two sides had already clashed late last night into early this morning, reportedly leaving several people injured.
It's getting real over here once again.
That's David Yellow Eyes of Lame Deer, Montana. Yellow Eyes posted a video to his Facebook page detailing the skirmish between protesters and North Dakota authorities in below-freezing weather.
They have a hose and they watered all of us down, and it was something like 13 degrees, freezing cold. I had my snow gear on, my snow pants. Kept me mostly dry, but by the time I walked 100 feet, my pants were frozen.
The protesters say the pipeline is desecrating ancient tribal sites and threatens water supplies. Police say yesterday's violence was triggered after hundreds of protesters tried to cross what they say is an unsafe bridge. Law enforcement used tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons against protesters. The officer said protesters were using rocks and burning logs as weapons. Montana wildlife officials say a female grizzly bear protecting her 2 cubs attacked and seriously injured an elk hunter. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Warden Captain Dave Holland tells the Great Falls Tribune that an initial investigation indicates it was a surprise encounter with the bear defending her cubs. The man did not fire any shots at the bear, which ran off after the attack. It occurred yesterday on private property near Shodo. The injured man, whose identity has not been released, was part of a hunting party and was taken by private vehicle to a clinic in Shodo, then flown by helicopter to a hospital in Great Falls. State officials plan to visit the site today. Montana and Wyoming are pushing to block a rule that President Barack Obama's administration issued last week, seeking to restrict how oil companies burn off natural gas on public lands. In the federal lawsuit filed Friday in Cheyenne, Wyoming, the states argued that the U.S. Bureau of Land Management lacks authority over air quality issues. Energy companies frequently flare or burn off large volumes of natural gas at drilling sites because it makes less money than oil. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says his state already has effective limits on venting and flaring of natural gas. The federal rule seeks to reduce waste and harmful methane emissions to address climate change. Although the incoming Republican administration of President-elect Donald Trump could rescind the rule, doing so would likely take months. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.